Welcome to episode 5 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. Coming up in this episode, we're going to take a look at what a VPN or virtual private network is. Zach and I will break down everything you need to know. We'll talk about how you can protect yourself online. And of course, we'll compare some of the best VPN providers. We have a lot coming up in the Zachnology Tech Review. Welcome to episode 5 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. In partnership with 173012 News and, of course, America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. So in this episode, we're going to be talking all about VPNs. I'm here with Zach, as always. So Zach, take it away. Tell us some of the VPN basics.
Right. So I think before we start diving into VPNs, we have to understand what an IP address is, because that's really going to help later on. So, whenever you visit any websites on the internet, really no matter what website it is, your internet service provider can see your internet activity. So your internet service provider, you know, might be Xfinity, AT&T, DirecTV, you get the idea. And so that your internet service provider can see your internet activity. And then additionally, the website that you're visiting can see your IP address. What's an IP address? Well, an IP address, it's like your home network's unique address. It's like how your house has a street address. It's like that, but for the internet. So your whole home network has its own IP address for the wider web. And so then if the website can see your IP address, they can also see your approximate location. So that's not very good for privacy, as I'm sure you can imagine. So then let's talk about VPN.
Add something really quickly, and this is more of a question I have for you. Does the IP address change based off if you're using a Wi-Fi or a cellular network?
Yes. So your whole Wi-Fi network has one IP address. So no matter which device you're browsing on your home network, it'll have the same IP address when you browse a website. If you're using cellular, it's a little bit different. First of all, it depends on whether you're using 3G, 4G, or 5G. You can learn
which
about
we just
that
talked in our, about in our TR5. Make sure to check that out.
So when you're talking about cellular, it gets more complicated. But right now, we're just going to focus on home network VPNs. So let's talk about what a VPN is. It stands for a virtual private network. So what you first have to do is, for any VPN, you have to install software on your computer. That software encrypts any connections going out of the computer and decrypts any connections coming back into the computer. And encryption makes it harder for hackers to see it. It basically scrambles everything. So then only you can encrypt, only you can decrypt. And so then that software encrypts it. And then when you're browsing the website, usually when you're browsing a website without a VPN, your internet connections go to your router, then through your internet service provider, and then to the website you're going to, say google.com. But if you're using a VPN, your internet connections go through your router, through your internet service provider. Again, it's encrypted, so they can't see your information there. And then it goes to a remote server and then to google.com. So it goes to a remote server instead of just going to the google.com there. And so you might be wondering, oh, well, why does this have any benefits? So there are three main benefits to it. The first one is that it will allow you to appear as though you're browsing from literally anywhere in the world. Most VPNs, when you download the software on your computer and you hit start, they allow you to select a server almost anywhere in the world. So then even if you're in the United States, if you select your remote server to be in the UK, you can make it look as though you're browsing in the UK.
Yeah, so this is where one of the main practical uses comes in. One of the most popular demographics, you could say, that VPNs are popular with is frequent travelers. Because if you're going overseas, you really want to make sure your internet is protected, not only with securing your personal information, but a lot of times people like to change their location. For example, if you're traveling to China, I know you can't access, you know, Facebook, YouTube, a lot of U.S. websites. So if you were going to China, for example, you could actually use a VPN to change your location to the U.S. to access all the websites that you normally use. And this is sort of a fun fact. An interesting thing that I've heard is even if you're in the U.S., you can actually change your location to a different country. And on Netflix or different streaming service, you'd actually get different show options. So these obviously aren't the most important security aspect, but there are also a lot of fun ways that you can use VPN too.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I do know some Netflix shows are only available in certain countries, which seems interesting, but you could use a VPN to solve that. And so then the second main benefit is that the websites you're visiting can't see your real IP address. And now this is a really big one, because the IP address that websites see when you're using a VPN is actually just the IP address of the remote server. So that remote server that your internet that I talked about earlier, that has its own IP address, obviously. So then when you go to the website and they look for your IP address, it's actually just the IP address of the remote server, not your real IP address. And so then they can't see your real location. They only see the location of the remote server. And so then that's where you can make it look as though you're anywhere in the world. And then the third main benefit is your internet service provider can't see the websites you're visiting or the data that's being transferred, because any of the data that's being sent out of your computer into a website, your internet service provider just looks at it and sees that it's going to a remote server, not actually to google.com or the tech review site. They can't see what website you're actually visiting. They just see that it's going to the remote server. And then they also can't see the data that's being transferred because, like I said earlier, it's encrypted. All right. And now, Charlie, do you have any more practical uses for VPNs for us?
Well, I do have one, and that is if you're using public Wi-Fi. So this goes along with the traveling theme, but a lot of times if you're using public Wi-Fi at a mall, at an airport, just a couple of examples, there's a huge Wi-Fi network with possibly hundreds of people connected to them, and your data can easily be compromised if you're entering any sensitive data while using those networks. So with a VPN, all your data is encrypted. So you can use public Wi-Fi with that added peace of mind. And that really goes for no matter which, no matter where you're getting your internet connection from, it's much more secure and private all around to use a VPN or virtual private network, like we said, when using public Wi-Fi. So I think that wraps up the basics of VPNs, but we'll have a voice message. Then we'll be comparing some of the VPN providers, because I know a lot of people out there are interested. We'll be right back.
I have found all the Zachnology podcasts to be both informative and entertaining. I'm looking forward to future broadcasts by Zach and Charlie. Keep up the good work.
Welcome back to episode 5 of the Zachnology Tech Review podcast, presented as always by Today Now. So coming up, Zach and I are going to be reviewing the top 4 VPN providers. Keep in mind, there are lots of good options, but we did have to narrow it down to these 4. So number 4 on our list is ProtonVPN. Zach, tell us the basics.
Right. So ProtonVPN is the only option on our list here with a free plan. Now, one thing you want to keep in mind when you're choosing a VPN is you'll probably want to go with a paid plan, especially with VPNs where, you know, it's really focused on security and privacy. You're better off going with a paid plan than a free plan, because chances are with a free plan, they're probably selling some information, and they might be even keeping a log of your activity while you're using their VPN.
So, Zach, I just want to say one thing just to clarify. Are you talking about ProtonVPN specifically, or are you talking about all of the services?
No, so I'm just talking about VPNs in general. You'll really want to choose a VPN with a paid plan as opposed to a free plan, just for VPNs in general. Now, out of the 4 we had, ProtonVPN is the only one that has a free plan. But it has a very limited number of locations. So when we say locations, we mean a number of countries that you can connect to. So we remember in section 1, we talked about those remote servers. So it has a very limited number of remote servers, and it does have a lot slower speed. So now let's get into the paid or regular plan. So the paid plan has 55 locations worldwide. So that is actually the lowest out of all the VPNs we have. So that's 55 countries that have remote servers that you can connect to. It is $8 a month for a one-year plan. So you'll be paying for a one-year plan $8 a month. They do not keep an activity log, so that means they don't track your personal info or email address and record it along with your activity on the VPN. So they don't they don't keep a log of what you do when you're connected. So that's a really big thing for security, you know, obviously, because VPNs are all about privacy. And then ProtonVPN is also known to have fast speeds, one of the faster that we're reviewing here. So that pretty much wraps it up for ProtonVPN then. You know, it's not a super interesting service, but if you're looking for more of a basic VPN
or a free, if you're like, yeah. Zach said, free VPNs aren't usually a good idea, but if you're going with, if you really want a free plan, I'd probably recommend, right, Proton VPN.
If you're just getting started, just getting your feet wet with VPNs, if you're not super big on high tech security, I would give the free plan on Proton VPN a try. And if you like it or you want to upgrade security, then I would consider one of the other options that we have here, one of the options in the number 1, 2, or 3 spots.
Right. And so in the number 3 spot, we have NordVPN. So you might remember NordPass from our password security episode. So this is their VPN service. And you'll actually find a lot of the password security companies that we talked about in the last episode actually have a VPN. So if you did sign up for one of those, you could look and you actually might be able to integrate a VPN with your password security. But so NordVPN, first off, there is no free plan. So if you sign up for a 2-year plan, that is $371 a month, $3, not $300, which is much lower, about half the price of ProtonVPN. But then again, you do have to commit to a full 2-year plan. So with that, you're getting 62 locations. So that's 62 countries, which is 7 more than ProtonVPN. But it is lower than our top 2 choices. So this also has apps for Android, Windows, Mac, you know, iOS, Android TV, all the main ones. So regardless of those 2 we've talked about so far, you're really getting coverage with the operating systems. This also has no activity log, obviously, which is good considering VPNs are all about privacy. So for NordVPN, we're saying average speed, so probably a little faster than the ProtonVPN free plan, but probably slower than the ProtonVPN paid plan. So you can have 5 simultaneous connections. That's a big improvement. Zach, does ProtonVPN only have 1? Do you know what that is?
I'm actually not sure. They didn't really specify on their website. It might be unlimited. I'm not completely sure because they do not have that on their website. But 5 simultaneous connections for NordVPN, which is pretty average too.
Yeah. So then it does have some other features such as double protection, ad blocking, and I'm sure there's other ones. So
yeah,
with the 2 we've looked at so far, both of them are on the relatively basic side, I would say, once you see some of the other options out there. So
right.
Coming up after the break, we'll have a voice message, of course, from one of our loyal listeners. Then we'll break down the top 2 VPN options. Stay with us.
Great choice of topics. I've been curious about VPNs for a while now, but I've been hesitant to try one out. Thanks for sharing your information.
A huge thank you to both of our listeners who submitted voice messages for the podcast. Remember, you can head to our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com, click on the voice messages button. And there will be a new way pretty soon, but we'll actually be telling you about that in our next TR5. So we have the top 2 options now. I'm going to be talking about our second place, which is ExpressVPN. So the first statistic we've been looking at is locations, how many countries you can switch your location to. And ExpressVPN really shines in this area with 160 locations. That's you know, three-fourths of all the countries in the world. So that's incredible. If that's one of the reasons you're getting the VPN for switching location, you might want to go with ExpressVPN. That's, you know, 100 more than NordVPN, and quite a bit more than Surfshark too. So now let's dive into the price. So if you choose to be billed yearly, it's $8.32 a month, which is a little more expensive than the Proton VPN 1-year plan, but still quite a bit more expensive than the NordVPN, which was less than $4. So once again, you have Windows, Mac, Linux, iOS, Android, and Fire TV Stick for the devices that you can put your VPN on. But this one has an interesting addition, which is Wi-Fi routers. So, you know, VPN is obviously something you'd think about putting on your phone. But Zach, explain to us how you could put a VPN on your Wi-Fi router.
Right. So instead of because if you want to secure your connection, usually you would put the VPN software on your devices, such as your phone, tablet, laptop, smart TV, gaming console, etc. But if you want to actually VPN your whole Wi-Fi network, you could put the ExpressVPN software on your Wi-Fi router. So then all of the Wi-Fi connections that are made from any devices on your home network will go through the router, the VPN software will encrypt it, and then it'll travel to the ExpressVPN servers just like how it would if the software was installed on your phone or tablet. Now, this is great because then you don't have to worry about installing the software on every single one of your devices. You just install it on the router, and your whole home network is protected.
Right. Now,
I just wanted to – one more thing I wanted to point out is that this isn't available on every single router. So you'll just have to go to expressvpn.com. You go to apps, and then I think you click just Wi-Fi router. They'll have a list of the supported Wi-Fi routers. Right now, it's a pretty limited list, but hopefully they'll add more options in the future.
Right. So obviously what we've looked at so far, two great locations, and of course the Wi-Fi routers, ExpressVPN really shines in these areas. And if those things are important to you, this could easily be your number one option. Just want to throw that out there, that even though it's in second place, still a very good VPN provider. So some of the other things we've been talking about, ExpressVPN also has no activity log. Which is great for your privacy, obviously, that people can't see your VPN activity. And it has faster speeds than NordVPN and ProtonVPN, but not necessarily as fast as our number one choice, which, of course, we'll reveal in a minute. So similar to NordVPN, ExpressVPN has 5 simultaneous connections. So, Zach, can you explain a little bit more what these simultaneous connections are?
Yeah, so a simultaneous connection is essentially just how many devices can be using the VPN at once. So say my plan supported 2 simultaneous connections. That means I could use my VPN on a phone and tablet at the same time, but that's it. It's only those 2 devices. So you can only use ExpressVPN on 5 devices at once, which is still a pretty good amount. But if you're looking to encrypt all your devices, your phone, your tablet, your laptop, and then your gaming consoles, maybe your smart TV. If you have other family members and they want to encrypt their devices, that 5 simultaneous connections can be used up pretty quickly. So that's definitely something to look out for.
Right. And then the final thing we'll be talking about, and this is not necessarily a super technical number, but in general, reviews have said that ExpressVPN is really easy to get started, that the setup process is easier than some of the VPNs. And for some of our technically challenged listeners, that might be a benefit of ExpressVPN. But it's now time for our number one option. So, Zach, take it away.
Yep. So our number one option for VPNs is Surfshark. So Surfshark is, like I said, number one option. It supports 65 locations. So you can connect to 65 countries around the world, which isn't as much as ExpressVPN. Like Charlie said, that ExpressVPN was 160. This Surfshark is 65, but it does beat NordVPN and ProtonVPN. So 65 locations. It is the least expensive of all of our VPNs at $2.49 a month. But if you want that deal, you are locked into a 2-year plan. They do offer a 6-month plan. I'm not completely sure what the pricing is on that. I think it's somewhere around $4 or $5 a month.
Yeah, just to throw in really quickly, I think all of our providers have different prices depending on how long your plan is set for. But what we've been talking about is the lowest option. So for Surfshark, it's $2.49.
Yeah, so Surfshark, $2.49 a month, but you're locked into that 2-year plan. Surfshark has apps for Windows, Mac, Linux, iOS, Android, Fire TV sticks, Android TV, and other devices. They also include gaming consoles. And I also believe they support some Wi-Fi routers. It is a very, very limited list, and it's a little bit tricky to get set up. But if you are looking to put Surfshark on your router and you know a little bit about how Wi-Fi routers work, you might want to give that a try.
So
Surfshark.
Oh, kind of sum. I just want to say this really quick. I just kind of want to sum up the whole operating or devices that you can use it on. So for Proton and Nord VPNs, we saw that the list was pretty much your standard operating systems. But ExpressVPN and Surfshark obviously have that Wi-Fi router. And then Surfshark seemed to be even a step above that with, like you said, gaming consoles. So
yeah, I think ExpressVPN also supported gaming consoles.
Oh, okay. Well,
I forgot to
Their website did seem to be a little bit vague.
Yeah, some of these didn't fully explain everything, but yes. So both ExpressVPN and Surfshark will support gaming consoles. But thank you for clarifying that. That was very helpful. Surfshark also does have no activity log. So all of our options actually had no activity log. So basically, like I said, this just means that the VPN provider won't log any of the internet data you're transferring, any of your browsing. They won't log it, and they will not associate it with any of your info.
This is definitely, like we said earlier, if you're going to a place like China, you probably want a VPN. No activity log is definitely something that you would want. So especially if you're traveling to a foreign country, you probably want to choose a provider with the no activity log. That really enhances your privacy and security.
Right. And then another great thing about Surfshark, it is the fastest of all the VPNs we reviewed. So Surfshark was, if you're using Surfshark, it was 17% slower than if you were using it without Surfshark. Now, that might seem like a big difference, but to put it into perspective, ExpressVPN, which was the number two for speeds, was 50% slower if you were using it than if you were not using it. So when you're using a VPN, your internet speed's always going to be slower, but out of all four that we reviewed, Surfshark was the fastest. And then another great thing, you know, we've been talking about these simultaneous connections. Surfshark supports unlimited simultaneous connections. So you can have as many devices connected at a time as you want. You can connect your gaming consoles, your smart TVs, laptop, phone, tablet. If you have multiple family members, they can all get on the VPN. And it's got that unlimited simultaneous connection, so you don't need to worry about that 5 or 6 connection limit. And then Surfshark also has other cool features such as ad blocking, whitelisting. I know they block trackers, split tunneling. So, and you can always go on their website, surfshark.com, and look at some of the other cool features they have. And if you're interested in any of these VPN options or you want to learn more about them, just go to their websites and they'll have a lot of info on there. Or you can even go on CNET and look up a detailed review for each of these options.
Right. And so these, I just want to say to kind of wrap this up that these are our opinions. Actually, interestingly, a lot of online, you know, tech review websites actually had ExpressVPN on top in first place. But, you know, our professionals looked into it. And in our opinion, Surfshark is the best. But always make sure to do your own research before choosing any of the options.
Right, and everyone has different needs for their VPN. Some people really want, you know, the high-tech security. Some people really want the location. Some people need it on all their devices. So, you know, it depends. It really depends on what's suited best for you. I know ExpressVPN suits a lot of people both, but we just noticed that Surfshark was definitely had the most features, lowest price, and was suited for a lot of people.
Thank you for listening to episode 5 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast in partnership with 173012 News and, of course, America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. So please visit our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com, to submit a voice message, visit the forum, and much more. And you can visit zachnology.com for everything you need to know about America's favorite in-home consultation technology company. We expect a second episode of TR5 to be coming out soon, so make sure to stay tuned for that and for every new episode of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast.
All contents of this podcast, copyright 2021 by Zachary Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Zachary Enterprises has received paid compensation from Spotify Technology SA. Zachary reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for paid compensation.